And one of the big wheels of the army, the top man in the army, is probably what?
The captain, the sergeant?
Even higher than that.
Lieutenant? Oh dear, what's
the highest one, MacArthur was one. Oh. Eisenhower was one. He was a five-star...
Yes, general. Sure.
Did you ever experience a preacher who was part-time? He used to travel around from... You call him... He did something else.
Oh,
part-time preacher.
Yes.
A special word for that?
Wesley's time. Now, let me see. See, I'm a good Methodist. Now, let me see. I'm thinking of the local preacher. Well, now, he was a man that hadn't gotten his degree yet, but now that isn't what you want.
No, a man
he traveled, and he went from place to place.
Or even if he didn't, let's take it out of that, because I think we're thinking of a different thing now. If he worked at a job, say in a factory, and then he just preached on the side part-time, he would be known as a... It wasn't his full-time job. No special... They may not have a special word for it. That's possible. I mean, did you ever hear of a jackleg preacher?
Oh, no.
Sounds horrible, doesn't it?
Yes, no, I never heard of that.
Or a yard axe preacher?
No. Probably. An associate preacher now, I would say, if there was one like that.
Probably just don't have
We have an assistant pastor and a youth director.
Isn't it really coming now, the youth director work?
Yes, mm-hmm.
Got some friends in that sort of work.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Now,
wouldn't happen to know Mr. That's a... He's a reverend. He's our youth director. Do you go to the Congregational Church then, or?
No, I belong to a church in Ohio yet. I'm still a member of it. I just simply haven't joined the one I'm going to here. I'm still testing.
Oh yes, well I see.
Be very certain. We go to the Wheaton Bible Church.
Wheaton Bible Church. Mm-hmm.
I believe in staying in a denomination, but my denomination's having troubles.
Oh.
I've been in the Evangelical and Reformed denomination.
I merged with
Congregational.
Oh yes.
And our church voted not to merge. One of the strange things that happened. And
yes.
There's all sorts of trouble. Lawsuit.
Oh, that's too bad.
About what to do with the property. Nobody really knows. See, the merger has not been completed. Nobody knows who the property belongs to, and it's just a sad...
That's unfortunate, yes. You hate to see those things among Christian people. You think, well, dear me, if Christian people... Yes, a lawsuit. If you can't get along with them, how do you expect to get along with these people that don't know anything about us or we about them?
It's a sad thing.
Well,
I'm not there, really. I mean,
I can see.
My parents and my wife's parents are in the mess.
Both in the
mess.
Well, that's too
They're
bad.
Very discouraged.
Yes, it is a discouraging thing.
Now, if this goes to court, it'll probably appear in court before the man in charge of the court is
before the judge.
Mm-hmm. It's very convenient. And so, presumably, a person who goes to school is
a student.
And a person who takes notes for the boss and writes and types them.
Secretary.
And you have any word for the town officer, for example, the mayor.
Mayor.
The mayor, and then he has a group of men who are representatives of different...
Well, now let me see. It's the mayor and the councilman. It has been.
This varies from place to place, from town to town. And... see, we're, you might say, I'm not a Canadian, I'm an
American.
And a person who has a dark skin is called a...
Colored.
Or another word is
a Negro. Mm-hmm.
And do you have any special word for a person who is from the country, way back, sort of out of things, doesn't get to town often?
Hayseed, we used to call them. I haven't had that word in my mind, though, for a long, long time. Oh, he's a hayseed.
Hayseed, a backwoodsman, a yahoo, or something like that, a cracker. A lot of these. And the man who delivers the letters in the morning is the...
He's the postman.